We are the body of Christ, prayer warriors, a royal priesthood, seeking the face of God, representing the Lion of Judah, searching the Word, changing the world, one prayer at a time. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Back to Prayer podcast with yours truly, Cassetta Durant. Today, I will continue my study and lesson on the Holy Ghost, why it is important to be saved, why it is important to have the Holy Ghost, and why is it important to speak in tongues. It is a gift from God for us to use in the times that we are in. It is necessary. Hallelujah, glory to God, that we have a spiritual language. Hallelujah, glory to God, that we may pray more intimately. Hallelujah, and have more power in our prayer life. So let's start with our first scripture today, and we will be coming from 1 Corinthians 14, verses 12 through, let's go with 15. And verse 12 says, even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gift, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Verse 13, wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Verse 14, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, and my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Verse 15, when is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. So we see here in verse 12, the scripture says, even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. And prayer and intercession are not as popular because they are it's something that's done, you know, in private, in secret. You have corporate prayer before service, but the majority of prayer intercession is going to be done in private. And so it's not a flamboyant gift. It's not where you're necessarily the one that's holding the microphone all the time. Now, he gives some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. And sometimes a lot of people, they glean to that of having apostle, you know, having a prophet, having evangelist as a title, having pastor as a title. But when it comes to prayer and intercession, it is not as popular. Hallelujah, glory to God. And the Bible doesn't call intercession, because we're all called to pray, but intercession is a part of the body. Glory to God. That's why he gave us tongues. And everybody is supposed to be doing it, but everybody does not do it. So whenever you are using your prayer language, you're praying things through concerning ministry, sometimes it is not the most popular area that people will look to. But in the scripture, it says here, even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, these other spiritual gifts, he says, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. You want that to be greatest on your list of things to do within the body of Christ, that you may excel, be excellent at edifying the body of Christ, at edifying the church, at encouraging the church, at strengthening the church. So that's verse 12. Verse 13 says, wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. So in this verse, it does not say or discriminate on who can pray in unknown tongues, and it does not discriminate on who can interpret. Because if you are a believer, you are supposed to have the Holy Ghost, and you're supposed to have a prayer language. And if you have a prayer language already in your walk with God, then the next thing is pray that you will be able to interpret your tongues, that you will be able to interpret tongues. Now, there are two separate things. I will deal with that scripture later. Sometimes God has a message for the church through a person, and that person will get up and speak in tongues, and then there will be one that interprets, or two people that interprets. And the scripture says, in the mouths of two or three, let every word be established. So there's going to be order to that. But what I'm talking about right now is that interpretation that you personally do where your spirit is edifying itself. You may be in a corporate prayer, but everybody is praying in tongues because the Holy Spirit is edifying them and strengthening them. So it's not a particular message that's going out over the congregation. You may be praying in tongues in your private time, in your secret time, and the interpretation will come. Pray that you will be able to interpret the tongues that you are praying in, to understand what the Spirit is saying during your particular time of prayer and intercession. And then it says in verse 14, for if I pray in unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. So when you pray in unknown tongues, the Holy Spirit is doing the praying for you. But then it says, but my understanding is unfruitful. The Holy Spirit is doing the praying, but you don't know what's going on. But the Holy Spirit is definitely taking care of something in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is definitely safeguarding you. He is definitely protecting you. He is definitely working, talking to the Father about something that's concerning you, a blessing. Hallelujah. Believe, hallelujah, that it's working together for your good, because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is doing the praying. You may not understand exactly what's being said, hallelujah, but know this, that it's working for your good and for the good of them that love Him. Glory to God. And then verse 15 says, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding also. So he's saying, I'm going to pray in spirit, and the Holy Spirit is going to pray, and we're going to pray in our spiritual language. And then he says, then I'm going to turn around and pray in my language. Glory to God. Whatever language that is, whether it's English or Spanish, whether that's your first language, you will pray with understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he said, I will sing with the Spirit. Then in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will give you a song to sing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, I will sing with understanding also. And a lot of times when you begin to pray in a heavenly language, glory to God, in my private time, God will give me the interpretation of what I'm saying. If he gives me a song in prayer, I'll begin to sing the song, and during that time, he will give me the interpretation of the song that I'm singing. So it is possible to pray in tongues and get the interpretation of what you're saying in prayer. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will reveal what it is you are praying or what it is you are singing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will give you the interpretation of what it is that's happening. Glory to God. So Let's go to verse 16. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how will he that occupies the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? Okay, so that gets into the second part of where, you know, you may be on the altar praying and somebody enters and you're speaking in tongues, but you're not necessarily giving them a message. But when you begin to come out of those tongues and begin to bless the Lord and pray according to what the Spirit gives you in English, then that person is edified and understands what you're saying. The same thing with giving a message to the church. You know, there are rules and standards for when you give a message to a church and when you interpret. So God has order in everything that he does. He is not the author of confusion. But here I am talking about when a person is edifying themselves and the interpretation, not giving a message to the church. When you're giving a message to the church, then there must be an interpreter there. Glory to God. And that verse can be found in 1 Corinthians 14, verses 24 through verse 33. I think that's a good place to get the order in which God would desire for us that are addressing the church, and the interpretation, the order in which you do that. I think that pretty much clears it up, but I will deal with those scriptures on the next teaching. But when you speak in tongues, you're talking to God. Hallelujah. Your spirit is talking to God. Hallelujah. And in your personal time, the Holy Spirit will give the interpretation of what you're saying. If you're not yet speaking in tongues, glory to God, ask God to allow you to speak. And after you get the speaking part down, then ask God to teach you to interpret, because the scriptures ask that you should desire that gift. And that's for any believer. The Bible does not, if you are saved and you have the Holy Ghost, the Bible does not put any restriction. He does not say that you have to have a title. This is given to every believer because it's a sign. It's a sign to the unbeliever. Hallelujah, glory to God, that we belong to the body of Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God, that we are filled with the Holy Ghost, that we, hallelujah, because of the Holy Ghost, possess power to cast out demons and speak with new tongues. Hallelujah, glory to God. So I would urge you to get in the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 14 is a good chapter to read. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ask God to open up your mind and your understanding, your wisdom, if you're having issues with that. And hallelujah, glory to God, after you listen to the podcast, go back, read the scriptures. Hallelujah, glory to God. Spend time in the word. Hallelujah, ask God for understanding, glory to God, and let you hear this everywhere that you go until it resonates, take roots, and manifests in your life. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day that you've allowed us to be in the land of the living. God, we thank you for your divine protection. God, we thank you for this lesson today on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues, glory to God. A desire to interpret more, a desire to edify. Give it to us, oh God. Hallelujah. A desire to be excellent at edifying the church. Hallelujah. Let it be our main and heart's desire. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, even, glory to God, after this podcast is over, God, let's let those that hear, oh God, let it resonate and remain in their spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Even go back and read the Bible. Hallelujah, glory to God, that this word may take root in their heart. Hallelujah. And God, those that desire those spiritual gifts, those of speaking in tongues, God, those of interpretation, God, meet them at their desire, oh God, even as they're asking, do it for them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, release it. Hallelujah, release the Holy Spirit. Stir up the gifts in their belly. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because the gifts are being stirred within us right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, thank you for giving us power. Hallelujah. Thank you for stirring up those tongues. Hallelujah. And thank you for releasing the spirit of interpretation. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we may pray in the spirit, and we may sing in the spirit, and that we will, glory to God, pray with understanding and sing with understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, just like your word say, hallelujah, glory to God, let it manifest in every one of our lives. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Abba, show mama the love of Shia Raman Sai. Hallelujah. Someone may be saying within their spirit, I feel so far from God. I've lost my relationship with God. I'm not as close to God as I used to be. You can be reconciled with God today. Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Repeat after me. Jesus, I trust you. I am a sinner. I repent of all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, that Jesus was crucified, buried, and rose again from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. If you said that short prayer, you are now saved. Find a Bible-based church, a word-based church, so that faith and knowledge may grow in Jesus Christ. If you are in the Columbia area, visit us, Victory Praise and Worship Center, 3608 Covenant Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29204. Or visit our website, www.vpwc.org. Thank you for listening to the Back to Prayer podcast. Grace and peace be unto you.